If I could have your attention here in the media center, we will now begin our post-race media availabilities for the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series and the 8th annual Overton's 150. And we're joined by today's runner-up finisher, Ben Rhodes, who is also our pole winner, driver of the number 27 Safelite Autoglass Toyota for Thor Sport. And, man, wild race. And this race has turned into a great race for the Camping World Truck Series. And but that was a tremendous finish that you guys put on out there.
Yeah, it absolutely is a great race. You know, this track reminds me a lot of Michigan, Talladega, Daytona, just the big tracks we're drafting, and aerodynamics are so important, but you're playing those games the whole time. So good race for our Safelite Tundra. You know, we were fast, just not fast enough to beat the four. I was hoping to try to plan it out right and beat him once he was running with the eight and the four. That was going to be our race-winning move there, but unfortunately I ran out of straightaway. You know, I got to him as quick as I could, running as hard as I could up to that point. Just ran out of straightaway. I was trying to keep him side by side, playing some games in the back, who I was drafting, who I was giving the push to. Unfortunately, I didn't do it enough, and the four got past the eight, and I couldn't keep him side by side long enough to make the move back on the front stretch again. So just made the most of the race day. We gave up quite a few spots in the beginning. Just trying to be patient, and you know, that wasn't because the truck was slow. The truck was a little tight at the time, but just trying to race smart right now. If I've learned anything from the last three races, you got to give up some spots before you can make some spots, and I think we saw that in the middle of the race where people were going five wide into turn two, where I wouldn't go too wide at all throughout the whole day.
Okay, we'll open up the floor for questions. We'll start here with Kyle and work our way around.
Kyle Magda, the Times leader. Ben, if your team gets into the playoffs, do you feel like you have a shot at the title?
Yeah, I certainly do. You know, this year hasn't been representation for our season or our performance at all. You know, I think we could have easily had two wins already. I mean, for one, we were at Dover. We go from first to a lap down after somebody loses their tire on the racetrack. Then we have a bolt go through the radiator when we're leading at Kansas with seven to go. So it's just been a tough season, and the last three races have made it really tough on our guys. I know we're working as hard as we can right now. We have several trucks being fixed, you know, needing front clips, rear clips, rear clips, frame rails, you know, just really heavy damage to some trucks. So we're doing the best we can getting stuff back together. And this was actually our best truck that we had, but was least suited for this racetrack. So that was it's kind of encouraging to see that we can win the pole and get second with that. And I'm hoping that by winning the pole, we can pick up some notes and ideas of what we need to do to be able to repeat that. Thank you.
We now have our third place finisher with us today, and that is none other than Ryan Truex, driver of the number 16 ShopRite Bar Harbor Foods SeaWatch International Toyota. And Ryan, man, that was Ben was talking about how wild of a finish that was out there. Walk through the end of that race from your perspective.
Yeah, it was all about restarts. Track position was really big, and once we got kind of single file, it was tough to pass. There was a lot of blocking going on and things like that. So restarts were huge. I got to thank my team for giving me such a good truck. We wrecked our best truck at Kentucky a few weeks ago, and we thrashed really hard to build this one. So it feels good to come out to the track and have a lot of speed right off the truck. And I mean, I felt like if we could have got the lead there or had a late restart, we had a shot at it. It seemed like once the four got clear of everybody and we all started racing, he just drove away in clean air. I think if it was me or Ben or any of us in the top four that got to the lead, it would have been hard for somebody to catch and pass him. So it was frustrating to know we were that good and we were that close, but it feels good to keep having good runs like this.
Okay, we'll continue on with questions. We'll go upstairs to the press box. Question from the press box? Okay, we'll continue on downstairs. We'll get to Zach and we'll move around.
Zach Sterniola from the Pocono Record. Ben, for you, when you're seeing John Hunter and Christopher battling side by side like that, and you know you're reeling them in, what's going through your mind in that process as you're gaining on them?
Yeah, I was really focused on that. I was trying my hardest to get to him and set up properly, but I was just thinking all about the pass, you know, where – hoping that they would still be side-by-side when I got to the straightaway. Unfortunately, I just didn't have a big enough run. But I was just focused completely on getting that pass. And I saw the checkered flag, you know. If I could have got past them, I think we could have took it to the checkered flag and definitely been in victory lane. It's just, as Ryan was saying, you know, it was definitely – who could get in front on the restarts, and it certainly made it hard to get past. I know Ryan put a lot of pressure on me, and I was doing everything I had in my wheelhouse to keep him behind me. So if he wanted to get really, really aggressive, I'm sure he probably could have got past me, because it's just so tough here with, you know, how you can get spread out and trying to make the passes. You just have to go crazy on the restarts.
Third place finish, as the playoffs are getting a little bit closer now.
It's good. Like I was saying in the pre-race, we don't really focus on points. We all want to win. Everybody on our team wants to win, and that's our ultimate goal. That's what these guys deserve, and our sponsors, and Shiggy, who's put a lot of money into this program. But it's a good morale boost. It gives us confidence. We haven't finished inside the top 20 in the past three races. Just for having bad luck, things out of our control happen.
I think we could be in a club.
Yeah.
But outside top 20 club in the last three races.
Yeah, it's not a fun club. I don't like it. So hopefully I'm out of that club for the rest of the year. But this truck's really good. I'm sure we'll bring this one to the next few races. Same thing we did with our last new truck that we destroyed. So it's going to come down to being lucky, obviously, because like we saw today, there's so many chances to get caught up in trouble. Kyle was dominant at the start. He got back in traffic, and somebody else made a mistake that took him out. And that's the one of the toughest things about the truck series and stage racing is the way these stages work out. Sometimes you have guys pit before the stage is over, or you have some guys stay out and wait for the next stage. And when you do, everybody gets jumbled up, and you have slower trucks up front, faster trucks in the back. And all it takes is one guy making one wrong move or being too aggressive or doing something he shouldn't that can ruin your day. So without having a lot of races and a lot of time in these races, to come back from a mistake, it's very, very crucial that you don't make any. I think like the 29 truck's a good example. He's been very, very consistent, and he's got a huge, pretty big lead on us in points right now for the last spot or for one of the spots. So consistency is key, and confidence is huge, and this gave me and the team a lot of confidence, and we know we're moving in the right directions with our truck, and we're making them faster and faster.
Kyle? Kyle Maida for the Times Leader. For Ryan, did your previous Cup experience here help you out at all? I know the difference between the trucks and the Cup cars are very, very different.
A little bit. I think it helps just having laps on the track more than anything, but even then, it's been 3 years since I ran a car here, so the track's gotten rougher. It's gotten more worn out. And the trucks are just so much different that it's hard to really transfer much over to that. The biggest thing with the trucks is you just got to be super aggressive and have really, really good restarts. So it helps a little bit. Having a brother that races here every year, though, that's one of the key things I lean on him for is racetrack stuff, because he's coming to most of these tracks twice a year. So if there's a place I haven't been in a while or he's raced there before I get there, it's really easy to go to him and get a lot of insight into what I need to know for the track.
Zach?
Ryan, I know you said this. You don't really have all that much time here to really move up, because it's such, especially because it's such a short race. Do you feel like, and for either one of you, really, do you feel like this is a race that could be longer going forward, or do you feel like
I wouldn't mind it?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was exciting, though. That's the main thing, but it did seem short. I wish we could have had, honestly, I wish we had like 10 more laps at the end there and another restart. I know Ben does too, because
yeah,
I felt like we could run with the four. Like I said, it's just circumstances led to him getting a big lead, and once that happens, it's just tough to come back from.
Although if we had 10 more laps and another restart, I'm not sure how many trucks would be left at the end of the race.
That's true.
Hey, Ryan, Ben Rhodes with Ben Rhodes Motorsports. How early were you letting off going into turn three, and where did you get back on the gas? Because you seemed to get a really big run on me down the front stretch.
No comment.
No comment? Okay. Okay.
Any further questions? We'll go to Chris.
Got a future if this driving thing don't work out.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
ChrisKnightCatchments.com. Ryan, I just want to talk about Shiggy Hattori for a second. There's a lot of people that really don't know how much hard work and sweat and tears that he's put into this program going flying. from America to Japan and doing it as much as he does, and then flying from Iowa last night for the Gainan race to get here for Pocono today. Can you talk about your relationship with Shiggy and how it's grown since you become a part of this organization?
Yeah, he really flies under the radar, honestly. I never met him until last year, and he's been in the NASCAR world for the past 5 or 6 years as an owner through the K&N Pro Series and stuff like that. So he's very, very passionate about racing in NASCAR and very, very committed to his team. If he's not in our shop, in his office, he's in Japan keeping our sponsors happy and working on new deals and doing things like that. Every 2 weeks, I think, he's back in Japan. So he's back and forth a lot. He has a lot of frequent flyer miles, like a lot, like a million or something like that, something crazy. Like he has free flights for life, I think. But yeah, he's really a great owner. He's very hands-on. I love having him as an owner because he's just a very kind guy, very easy to get along with, very easy to talk to. And he's at the track all the time. You can tell he really, really cares about it, and he really wants to succeed. So it feels good for him to see the results now. I feel like he's invested a lot of money, and it's taken a while for him to see that. Last year when he started in the truck series, it was pretty rough with me driving. We had a lot of things out of our control happen, a lot of little silly things that would happen that would keep us from getting a good finish. So feels like now he's gotten the right group together. Our whole team, we all just gel very well together, and that makes everything a lot easier. So it's good to see him finally start to see that investment return.
Any additional questions? Go to Lee.
Sorry, I was finishing my story, so if this was asked, forgive me. But when you guys saw Kyle wipe out, did you think, gee, maybe this might be my day?
Yeah, he definitely was running away with it in the beginning, opening up to a huge lead and just completely breaking the draft from Bell. So he had a super fast truck, and he knows definitely how to work the air. You know, he definitely was putting it to me in the first corner, in the first lap, and then going into the tunnel turn, I'm like, I don't want to be too loud. You can have it. You know, I'll just follow you and see if I can learn something. And it was hard enough just to stay with him. So he was definitely fast. When I saw him wipe out, I said, you know, I told my guys, I said, you know, that's unfortunate. He was probably the fastest Tundra here, but you know, it gives us an opportunity to win, and I learned from him at the same time. So I'm good. You know, it gives us an opportunity to keep going. I'm sure he's upset, and it sucks because nobody wants to tear a truck up. But, yeah, the thought flashed through my head.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
That's a tough question.
But you don't want to see – I mean, you don't want to be the guy that wins and people say it's because Kyle Busch wrecked. You know what I mean? He was fast. The four was fast. I feel like I said before, the leader, whoever got the lead, could really run away with it, I felt like. The restart I had next to Kyle, I did the opposite of him and tried to drive in the tunnel turn under Kyle and about wrecked it. So I knew once he got the lead that he would drive away, so I tried my hardest to stay side by side with him and hope he'd make a mistake, which he doesn't really do. That's the biggest thing. He's fast, but he does not make mistakes when he's out front. And on restarts and things like that. The deal that happened with him was completely out of his control. He just got caught up in somebody else's mess trying to make it back through the field. So I feel like I would have liked to have raced him. I'd like to have beat him and say we beat Kyle Busch. So there's no but if or what if this happened. You know that you beat the best.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for the great show you guys put on out there today, and good luck in Michigan in a couple weeks.
Thanks.